Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
What exactly is an inquest, and what might the one ordered by the Norfolk DA, William Keating, actually accomplish? For 8 years, Timothy Burke was an assistant district attorney in Suffolk County and knows quite a lot about inquests. He joins us now in the studio to talk about this case. Mr. Burke, good morning, and thanks very much for coming in.
Good morning. Pleasure.
You've presided, as I understand it, over a number of inquests during your years in the DA's office. What happens?
Well, an inquest basically is an opportunity for a unresolved murder case to be heard before a district court judge. In this case, it's Quincy involving the Bishop case. The Quincy court judge will determine what the cause of death was, whether it was in fact accidental or whether or not there was criminality involved in it.
What's driving, in your view, this inquest now?
Well, I think it's the public furor. There needs to be a cleaning, if you will, of the air about this particular murder case or shooting case. I refer to it as a murder because I think everybody believes that it's anything but an accidental death. And the means by which an investigation can be conducted is through an inquest. And witnesses are called in before the judge, who makes a determination as to whether or not it was an accident, what the basis was for it, and people are cross-examined and examined under direct examination before this judge, who then makes the determination as to whether or not it was accidental.
It's not like this shooting we're talking about, the killing of Seth Bishop, is just a few years old. It's 24 years old. And I'm wondering what you think the chances are of uncovering the truth, given that the trail, the case, could be kind of stale.
Well, it's going to be difficult. It's clearly a very difficult case. It was from the beginning in the sense that the only witnesses to the shooting were relatives of both the deceased and Amy Bishop, her mother. So that's going to be very difficult. But, you know, there's other evidence that can be gleaned. And many cases are resolved through circumstantial evidence as opposed to direct eyewitness testimony. So that's obviously part of the purpose here. But this should have been done 24 years ago, in fact. And that's part of the reason, I think, now that they're trying to go back and reconstruct, as difficult as it may be, the events leading up to the shooting of Seth Bishop.
You talked about the relatives. In fact, the district attorney, Keating, has said he wants to try and compel Amy Bishop's parents to give testimony. What's the likelihood of that? Can they be forced to cooperate in this investigation?
Well, like any other witness in a case, they have the potential for a Fifth Amendment privilege, if there is one, if there is some conduct on their part that has given rise to criminality that would authorize them or be permitted to exercise Fifth Amendment privilege. But I anticipate that they will be testifying in conjunction with the same set of facts and circumstances that they gave to the police back then.
Given the fact that Amy Bishop is facing capital murder charges in Alabama, possibly the death penalty there if she's convicted, what's the practical effect of this inquest here? You've mentioned there could be criminal charges, but what's the point of that?
Well, the reality is this, that she's facing the death penalty in Alabama. There is no death penalty here. And I think that the inquest does two things. It serves the public purpose of attempting to restore confidence in the police, the district attorney's office, who had had the original responsibility of investigating this case. And as much as I'm sure that there may be charges pending or brought about, there's no likelihood, in my opinion, that they will go forward with a prosecution. I think it's more to clear the air, to let the public know that they're trying to restore confidence in the law enforcement process here.
So even if it's found that Amy Bishop should face a murder charge here, it's unlikely, you think, that she'll be brought here to actually go to trial?
I think it's very unlikely.
Do you think that this inquest in Norfolk County blunts the need or the calls for an independent investigation ordered by the Attorney General, Martha Coakley?
I think actually an inquest is going to serve just that purpose. It's conducted before a judge. It's not a grand jury procedure. But what it does is it compels people to come in and give testimony under oath. And a judge is very adept at determining credibility, making determinations as to the likelihood or lack of likelihood of criminal conduct. And I think the inquest in and of itself will be the primary means by which this will be investigated. And obviously the judge is going to be independent and has no political connections to either party or anybody connected to the case.
Do you think it's likely that this inquest will answer the other questions in this case? Why Amy Bishop was let go back then? As we know, there were rumors and rumblings in Braintree. There was a cover-up back in 1986.
I think what the inquest is intended to do is determine what the actual cause of an unexplained death is. But in doing that, obviously a judge is going to look at the whole scope of the facts, the underlying facts leading up to the shooting, as well as the aftermath of that. So I think, yeah, it's very likely that many of the issues and the questions that people have will be answered as a result of this inquest.
Could there be political ramifications?
Clearly. I think that this is something that, you know, hindsight is 20/20, obviously, but if you look back at what's occurring now compared to what occurred then, it's clear that this inquest could have and should have been done then. This was an unexplained death. The circumstances do not pass the straight face test. And it's clear that this called for further investigation at the time that should have been done.
Does getting answers to the possible political questions around this case sort of depend on the courage of the judge performing the inquest?
Well, in some ways, it's very easy to curtail and limit the information as it pertains only to what occurred inside the house during the course of the shooting or the immediate aftermath when she was apprehended. But in the larger scheme of things, I believe it's the judge's responsibility to go further than that and answer the questions that the public wants to know is why this wasn't prosecuted in a proper way. So it's going to have, I believe, very far-reaching, potential far-reaching political consequences.
Former Assistant District Attorney in Suffolk County, Timothy Burke, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Timothy Burke is also an author. He wrote the book The Paradiso Files, Boston's Unknown Serial Killer. It's about convicted murderer and sex offender Lenny the Quahog Paradiso.